Were you able to find the mom's one?
Mom's.
Mom's in the world.
Oh, that one. Yeah, yeah. That's
the one. I've got
We're
it.
Live.
Hello.
Yeah, sorry.
Thanks, producer.
I don't know what happened. It just jumped. It didn't even give me a notification.
All right, everybody. Well, welcome to episode
155.
I was going to say 156 of Live at the Hive, Digital Marketing from the Trenches. I am Dan Nedelko.
Matt Stefanich.
And I'm Stacy DeSantis. Yeah.
Welcome, welcome, everybody. So that kind of caught us all off guard a little bit.
Yeah, it was a little bit of a, it was weird. I pressed it and it just snapped. It was like, oh, okay. I guess we're live. So
keep you on your toes. That's
I know. Yvonne, hi, everyone. Happy Friday. Happy Friday, Yvonne.
Hey, guys.
Good to see you.
Hello. So today, yeah. So we've been talking a lot about Black Friday, Cyber Monday, e-commerce, end of the year sales. And today what we're going to do is we're going to do a little bit of a deep dive into Facebook and Instagram ads.
Yeah, for sure. We have some really great examples of some recent stuff that we've done within this month, actually. So it's some nice and recent up-to-date examples. But we also have some strategies that we've known to work really well in the past. And I know, Stacy, you've been working with the social team quite a bit on, you know, pumping out some great engaging content, some boosting strategies and stuff. So, yeah, I'm really excited to get a lot of good insights from you guys. You guys are all stars over there on the social team. So it's good to get your secrets and insights for sure.
It's definitely a recipe, but I think we're cooking up a good dish here or there.
Nice.
Oh, yeah. My God. Let the puns fly.
Oh, Friday. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Awesome. Awesome. Yeah. So let's talk a little bit about Facebook and Instagram in general. I think Facebook and Instagram kind of get a lot of grief these days for being, well, at least Facebook does, for being, you know, the boomer network. It's kind of lost its luster as the new kid on the block. But a lot, you know, it's very similar with Google, for example. It's no longer edgy. It's no longer necessarily cool. But it definitely is so powerful. It's pretty incredible.
Yep.
Facebook and Instagram. You know, the one thing is, especially now during the pandemic and people being on lockdown, Facebook has seen just a massive rise in use.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. And I think, you know, before the pandemic, if someone asked you what the most frequently used social media platform was out there, a lot of people would probably say it was more Instagram. But now, because of the pandemic, it's a great point. I think that, you know, it's starting to shift over to, you know, Facebook and this whole ecosystem of, you know, instant messaging your family, your friends, everyone on the timeline. And it's sort of like, you know, when Facebook was just introduced for the first couple of years, it was like everyone's go, go, go on it. Like, you know, doses of serotonin everywhere you look, right? And then now it's just kind of like everyone, it's just something that we live with. And I feel like a lot of people are getting into there like that. Yeah,
it's almost like it's not that it's uncool, it's just grown up.
Yeah,
it's been evolving. Sure. Right,
it's something that you check maybe once a day or two. People aren't really on it all the time like they were like they used to. I mean, there still are people who are on it quite a bit, but I think the majority of us, it's more of so like check in and stuff like that rather than
And it's also a much wider demographic now on Facebook everywhere. You know, the fastest rising group for the last while has been 50 to 65 year olds, right? Yep. So it's becoming a much more mature communications platform in general. But the thing with Facebook is that their marketplace for advertising and boosting, and just to kind of, you know, lay the groundwork here, it's really important to understand that with Facebook, if you're a business and you're trying to just use a simple organic strategy, you're going to have a really rough time. And that's some of what we're going to go through today. So there is no more free lunch on Facebook and Instagram. The beauty of it is that you can spend, you know, you could allot $200 a month if you were just getting started to try a few pilots and try a few tests and see how things go. That's the first thing to kind of keep in mind. The second thing is the absolute insane targeting capabilities, custom audiences, and what are called lookalike audiences that Facebook has access to when you set those up properly. That's also something we're going to be going through today as well. We've got some, as Matt alluded to, we've got some fairly well-known recipes or roadmaps that we use in order to take advantage of the Facebook ads and Instagram ads marketplace. And we've got some that have just staggering results when you kind of hit the nail on the head. Mm-hmm. And yeah, we're going to be talking through the strategy, the platform, how you can set up an ad, show you some ads copy, and also, and Stacey, you do a lot of this, is the boosted content strategy.
Absolutely. I think, you know, kind of going back a step too, while the audience has evolved on Facebook, doesn't matter if it's Facebook or Instagram, what people are really craving now is social connection. And it kind of puts it right back to the name of it, social media. Mm-hmm. And especially with the pandemic and people not being able to connect, even with seniors, it's been such a great tool to keep them connected, right? So yeah. Mm-hmm. I think if with a boosting strategy, I'm hopeful that everyone will see how incredibly powerful both of these tools can be reach audience without a lot of spend.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Mm-hmm. Well, and this is also the thing too, is that advertising is typically, I think when people think of, especially small businesses think of advertising, they're thinking of placing an ad, like an offer, you know, buy one, get one free or something like that. And we're going to walk through a strategy that takes into account the fact that you need to give, you need attention. That's what marketing is all about, is being recognized by the right type of audience and opening a relationship and a narrative with them. And we're going to show you a whole strategy there for going through the process of what we call the See, Think, Do, Care strategy and how we map it, mm-hmm. how you can build your brand and build these custom audiences so that by the time you get to an offer, you will have a very, very, very high conversion rate because you've already been in front of this audience several times.
Yeah, absolutely. For sure.
Sorry, I'm just starting my watch party.
All good. Okay. Cool. Okay, so why don't we start then? Because there's a couple different ways that we can kind of approach introducing this segment of live, but why don't we go through and talk about, I like this article. Now, we don't have to go through the entire article. I don't know if you had enough time to get it, look at it, Stace, but this is one that Yvonne, I think, found. It's from a Social Media Examiner. It's kind of like how to build a successful Instagram ad campaign with only $5. Now, we don't have to be specifically talking about Instagram here. And I know Facebook and Instagram, the strategies can be related a bit. But why don't we just kind of talk about, you know, when we're setting up a campaign, what are the first steps that we like to take when we're starting to set one of these up, Stace?
Targeting.
Yeah.
Number one. Sure. I mean, but before you even go into targeting, you need to take a step back and you need to understand your metrics. So like, what's your goal? Like, are you trying to, you know, drive people to a landing page? Are you trying to convert them to a sale? Are you trying to just, you know, get increased reach? Are you trying to grow your followers? Every business will have different targets. But before you do anything, like Dan said, it's like you can't just go on a first date and then say, do you want to marry me? You have to you know, lay the foundation of the house. So before you go into any kind of boosting strategy, you have to make sure that you have, you know, a really solid content strategy. Yeah. So we tend to like look at things into like themes and such. So that way it helps us diversify our content. We call them, you know, content pillars, basically. So, you know, maybe one day you're going to really be focusing on like an informative piece of content. The next one might be entertaining. The next one just might be starting a conversation. Mm-hmm. So based on that content piece and what your objectives are, then you can start to go into boosting. But no one should, like, I find this article a little misleading because I feel like it's just telling people, oh, you just spend $5 a day and you can like grow your audience.
It's the underlying kind of strategies that are in it that one of are the, more important. Yeah.
Exactly. One of the worst things that we see, and I would say about 95% of every Facebook ads account that I've seen ever, is boosting, to a very general audience. There's no Facebook pixel. There's no audience being built. And there's very little thought being put into the content. So I think I agree, Stacey. The first thing, especially on a social network, is social ads are very different than display ads and display networks or search ads. Mm-hmm. They have to be driven by the content. Mm-hmm. What we find does not do well, especially at the top of the funnel, and we'll get into the See, Think, Do, Care framework, which talks a lot about that, is businesses are taking an ad that they would put either on a display network or, geez, even like a print style ad.
Yeah.
And promoting that on Facebook. And that's the first biggest mistake. You need to come up with the content. So taking one step back is really understanding your audience and understanding the offer that you've got, mapping it directly to a specific persona, and understanding what kind of content is going to trigger the interest of that audience. Mm-hmm. So that's the three-step plan that you approach that you have to take. And you can't just do the typical, which we also hear a lot, which is, well, 21 to 65 year old people that live in Canada. Okay.
That's not okay. Like a lot of people. It's sort of like reading the tea leaves before you really do anything, right? You have to get in there. You have to analyze like some of your organic posts that you've done throughout the week, just not your previous ads. Look and see what are your most popular posts. What's engaging with what? Who's engaging with what, right?
See, like I manage the social team here, and we've got a great team of social experts. But one of the common things that when we get interns in from colleges and such, they're like, oh, I thought I just like posted, and I'm like, no, there's so much, you know, analysis that goes into what you're doing, because you have to think, okay, what's the conversation your community wants to hear from you? What's the, you know, if we're talking about, I don't know, a stove in a kitchen, is it, it's not just a stove in a kitchen, how do you use that stove, right? You have to start thinking about what those conversation starters are. And there's some great tools that you can use, like Answer the Public, that can really help you pinpoint that, you know, doing a good SEO audit with SEMrush. Like they're, it's really understanding those triggers, because it's not about the stove. It's about why we want to talk about the stove, how it can make your life easier, what the triggers are.
Yep. Totally. So the first step is totally understanding your audience and your customers. So a couple of examples we're going to show is we targeted, I believe it was 24 to 35 year old new mothers with all of their interests in a fairly specific geography. And we found content that they would want that as to be as is what they would see as being, pardon me, highly shareable.
Okay. Yeah, this is great. Let me bring up this the examples that I have for here for you, Dan, well, just so we can walk through.
Sure. What I'd like to do actually is go to our infographic first, so we can walk through with everybody what it is we're talking about. Then we'll dig into those tactics for sure. Great. So where are we here?
Make sure I've got mine up here for us. There we go.
Okay. So great. Awesome. So this here is an actual campaign structure. We'll post this infographic so that you've got it. Like we always say, this is a strategy that we've developed over the years. It is almost always successful. So it's one of those things. It's one of the pillars, and it's not top secret, or it shouldn't be top secret, because this is how you use Facebook as a platform properly. Now, the strategy comes from Avinand Kaushik, who is one of the original developers of Google Analytics, very smart guy. And what we do is we break our strategy out into a four-phase program. Gary Vaynerchuk talks a lot about it with Jab, 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 Right Hook in that book and in that strategy. But basically what it is in See, Think, Do, and Care is a process for understanding how to develop a relationship with someone that's never seen you before, right? Instead of going right to the do, which is, you know, buy my thing or register for my thing, we want them to be introduced to you, and we want to give them value. So maybe it would be good to zoom in a little bit there.
Zoom in a bit here on number one.
Okay. So keep in mind, and I'm going to quickly throw up an image here in my screen, and I'll just take control quickly.
Yep.
Let me just do this. Hold on. I first want to talk a little bit about the Facebook Pixel. Okay. The Facebook Pixel is one of the most important parts of audience and custom audience development. And it is the thing that will literally collect all of the data and information on your customers. It carries the knowledge of Facebook. That little pixel that you install on your website and that you are building against, right? And there's different types of activities you can build against and towards that pixel. But, and I'll take over here. Let me just get this set. Sorry, I'm doing this all on the fly.
No, all good, all good.
There we go. And I'll share my screen. It's going to be a very quick one. There we go. This is a visualization of the Facebook pixel. Okay.
It's a good one.
Yeah.
It's very little above the surface. It just looks like a pixel, right? It's a chunk of code that you're putting onto your website and that you're using to build audiences. And there are other sources than just the pixel as well. Your Facebook page and those boosted posts can also count towards creating those audiences, which is what we want. Okay. Underneath the surface of Facebook, everything that it's connected to, on your phone, if you have instant Facebook Messenger, they're reading the metadata on all of your texts and your messages. Facebook knows, and just like Google does, an astonishing amount about your interests and what you're doing, and what might be interesting to you. Okay.
Yep.
That's the first most important thing. If you are running Facebook campaigns without using audience development and without using pixels and without developing those audience and using interest targeting, those three things, push pause right now. Because you're wasting your money, okay? So you can take control back there, Matt.
Yep.
Okay. So in the first stage of C, and if you can scroll over just a little bit, okay. So what we're looking at here is we are not going to try to sell anything at this point. We're trying to gain interest. So one of the best formats are video ads. So those video ads. You could drive to a landing page with a specific giveaway, really strong content. And honestly, I would suggest focusing on not mobile and desktop at the same time. I would suggest just mobile.
Yeah,
for sure.
Okay. Now, in the C phase of the campaign strategy, what we're trying to do is gain attention. The first step is we're going to create an audience that has interest in it. And we're going to think about that audience. We'll get to some examples of it. Facebook has a lot of ways. So just as an example, if I were trying to find mothers, what kind of things would new mothers be interested in? Well, breastfeeding, right? Now, actually interested, like there's a tag new mothers, an interest group there. They might be interested in various TV shows, right? They might be interested in celebrities or certain influencers. And you can define all of that into an audience, okay? That's going to be the starting point for this. And also age and location. Try not to boil the ocean. Try to be very specific. So think about where your audience is. Don't dismiss local, okay? And really think about the interest, and I'll show you some examples of these that have really worked. So in stage one, we're trying to gain attention. So we had to think content. This, Stacey, is kind of what you were referring to.
Yeah.
Yep.
Really great content. That's what we want to get to them. And what would be interesting? We either want to make them laugh, make them think. Well, that's the next stage, but we do want to make them
inspire.
Think. What's that?
Yeah. Inspire.
Inspire.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah.
And something that we want them to share, because these are the metrics that Facebook looks at, reactions and shares. Shares are the most powerful metric of all of Facebook's
engagement types. Total
engagement types, for sure.
Yep.
So in campaign phase number one, see, we're going to run this. Could take $50. We're going to show you lots of examples. That's going to help build an audience. And in the events manager and the audience manager, as we build these, we will get more and more information underneath in that iceberg that's below the surface.
Yep.
And the second stage of Facebook, crafting Facebook campaigns, is the think stage. So we've got an audience that has seen our brand, right? Mm-hmm. Yep. We've got their attention and we have a custom audience. And you can see on the right-hand side there, there's fewer little bees than there are above.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, there are. Good job. Yep. So there are fewer bees. So our audience is being narrowed. The people that didn't react in phase one, we're not going to waste our money. They haven't interacted there, yeah. right? Mm-hmm. We want to continue to build the people that have been seeing what it is that we've got going on there. Okay.
Yep.
We're going to leverage custom audiences so we can build custom audiences based on anybody that has interacted with our page in the last, say, so if you do it within a week, the last 7 days, it'll be more accurate, right?
Yep.
This is where we continue to grow and nurture those audiences. Now, the next step is to get them thinking about, and this is a really good way to kind of craft this, is what in your product or your service solves the pain point of that audience?
Yeah, right? That's what I was going to say before. Like, once you've kind of targeted in that second stage, it's really important to remember to evolve your content with that, because now you have some insights that you can use to find out which content actually brought them down the funnel a little bit.
Sure. Right. So let's say I'm a financial advisor, right? Or yep. I'm an accountant, anybody in the finance world, right? In professional services. So you could do your C campaign as something that's either humorous, you know, how fun is it with the CRA or something like that, or, you know, like, or giving somebody something to really be interested in, and specific. Specifically, there's really lots to talk about, but you could do a short little animated video with five things every new family should be thinking of preparing their financial future, right? Set up an RESP, set up an RRSP, set up a cashback bank account, whatever, any of those things. Mm-hmm. That should get the attention, especially of new mothers, if we're using our model here, and I'm just making this up. In the think side of things, maybe you could talk about sending them a calculator that would help them plan a retirement, right? Mm-hmm. Or plan for their child's education. And if you think about it, when we're talking about, you know, new parents, right? This is where those fears come into play. It's like, is my kid going to be able to go to college, right? Mm-hmm. Or university. So the second stage in the think side is we want to get that audience thinking about the benefit of what it is that we can help them with, and we're giving them something.
Yep.
Right. Yep. Again, we continue to build that audience. We continue to invest into our boosting strategy. And if we go back to the screenshot.
And I think too, like, it, what you're providing doesn't always need to be something of a monetary value, like what you just mentioned, Dan. It could be something of value that just enhances their journey as they mm-hmm. go through this, like yep. the tax calculator.
Yep. Mm-hmm. It's incredibly important to remember this concept of perceived value.
Okay? Yes.
Value is to the perception of the person, the individual. For many years ago, I worked in luxury space. And the question is, from a marketer's perspective, is what does luxury mean? Well, yeah. It's a very fungible word. It means very different things to everybody else, right? To Matt, it may be, you know, a private jet going to a private yacht in the Caribbean. Mm-hmm. To Stacy, it might be a bottle of wine and a bubble bath with chocolate at the end of a long week.
In a log cabin up north.
Exactly. So it's really important. And, you know, for me, for a father of six, it could be a bottle of rye on a Friday night. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, my point being is that there is no definition of luxury that is the same for everybody. So thinking about that in your strategy, that always leads back to the persona, that we have to be remembering who it is we're talking to. And are we saying the right things that resonate with them? And that's especially in this think side of things, is understanding that makes a world of difference.
Yep.
Okay. So if we jump back to the infographic, now we're going to be on stage three, and it's taking a little bit longer, but it's probably good, because I think the strategy is just as important, if not more, than the execution.
For sure.
On the do side of thing, now we're creating another custom audience And we're going to be very specifically, now this is the third interaction with that individual on a $200 budget. Okay, so very modest. Mm-hmm. Now, the people that we've interacted with have seen us, they're aware, we've given them something of value, and now we can go with the do side of things.
Yep.
Right? Now, give them that offer. Obviously, make it a very substantial offer. What I would personally suggest, which I think a lot of businesses have, is never try to make money on the first sale. Don't try to make money on the first sale. Say that again. Yeah. Right? And that's the notion of the tripwire. And the best example I can think of is Best Buy does this to great effect. Amazon does this as well to huge effect, but we'll use Best Buy as the example. So when you go right now, if you go to bestbuy.ca, you'll see on the homepage, it's early Christmas shopping, and they've got a whole bunch of sales. The hardware and the stuff that they're selling on that site right now, they do not make any profit on. They intentionally will not, because the first sale is the beginning of the business relationship, right? And the hardest thing to do is to get someone to open their wallet. So don't try to sell your cornerstone product or service at a, you know, no discount, just buy it now. Well, because you'll have a second, third, and fourth sale, hopefully, that will then increase that profit margin back again for those multiple sales, right? So that's where we go into step four of our campaign strategy. And it's really not as difficult as this sounds, because you could basically set up four different campaigns. You've got to, we call it warming the pixel, warm it up, get a lot of those boosts going at stage one of the C side of things. The more you build that, the better you're going to be able to target down based on intent.
Yep.
In step four, care. So continue, and this sounds counterintuitive, but you want to keep in touch with your existing customers as much as possible on a fairly regular basis, because they will drive the growth of your business, right? Mm-hmm. And multiple sales. So in this case, the follow-up, and there are upsells and bumper offers and bundle offers and all sorts of strategies that you could come up with here on the care side of things. And in that audience, you're actually going to upload your customer list into Facebook and build those audiences up of your existing customers and segregate those from everything else that you're doing. You can always include them in the C side of things and the think as well, because you're providing additional value.
Mm-hmm. So I'm going to drop some knowledge here. One trick that I have up my sleeve is in that fourth stage is basically you take one day and you post three or four photos that your customers have tagged you in, and you create a carousel, mm-hmm. like a feature day. And then you not only encourage people to continue tagging on there, but you then boost that post.
Mm-hmm.
And they just love the recognition. They feel, you know, for lack of a better way of putting it, you know, honored. And then they share it to their network. And then it just mm-hmm. goes from there. And it's a great way to show that you appreciate and you value their commitment to your brand.
Mm-hmm.
And you can get incredible reach for very few dollars just doing that. Oh,
for sure. Yeah. And I think I remember a couple of years ago, I think it was 2 years ago, I think you and I worked together on this, was just like a recap at the end of the year of all the UGC that customers were sending in and tagging and stuff like that. And it was one of the best pieces that we put out, because, you know, it's everyone's like, oh, that's me in there, right? Exactly. That's my picture. And people just love that. They love being included. They love being noticed by the brands that they love. And when they get noticed, they want to be noticed more, and they want to become an advocate for that organization.
Very little effort for a whole lot of really great, positive customer sentiment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, that goes hand in hand with creating user-generated content, keeping in touch with your existing customer base, and really featuring them and bringing them forward. It's the best social proof you could possibly think of. There is no better social proof than that.
And it's kind of a good, kind of a, and it's another topic, but it's kind of a great conversation starter for potential brand advocates mm-hmm. or influencers. So just food for thought. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, sure. I know I can kind of see you getting some stuff ready on your side of the screen, Dan. Did you want to kind of go towards showcasing some of these things that we've done?
Yeah, sure. I can take over on that.
Cool. So I'll just add you in there.
I know you'll have a couple as well here, but
yep.
Oops.
So I think that one. I can do this one for us. We have this one kind of published up, ready to go.
Okay, let's have a look here.
Yeah, so this one's recent.
Yeah. I have to like zoom in on that myself. There we go. Okay, so this is a great way to interact is with memes. You can make custom memes or you can reuse them mm-hmm. as well, as long as they're related to your audience. And what you can see here is this is one of our audience builders, because everybody that interacts with this for a period of time, you will be able to create an audience from people that have interacted with posts on your page, right? That's mm-hmm. a feature of an audience building. And I'm not sure how much we spent on this. It wasn't very much.
No, I think it was, you might have put $50 behind each of these. Yeah. So I think it was $100 total because you boosted it twice.
Yeah. So the concept here is that this is, again, geared to 5-Minute Life. So 5-Minute Life is a keto lifestyle blog for busy parents and also has an e-commerce store for sales. And so our goal is to really interact with the main purchasers, which are mothers, mm-hmm. much more so than fathers as the main purchaser. But we're really trying to specify an audience here. So targeting the moms in the world. And we've got a very specific audience there. And you can see in the results there. Let's go up. Yeah, so it was like, it was almost all women, right?
Yeah, it was mostly women. So 40% mm-hmm. of them were women between ages 25 to 34. Mm-hmm. And they were all throughout Ontario too. So a nice local. And you actually only put $25 behind this one. So it was for a total of $50 for boost spends. So
how did we do on the reactions and the comments and the shares there?
So you did really well. So for the reactions, you got over 700 reactions. Mm-hmm. You got 9 comments and you got 184 shares. So mm-hmm. The ratio between engagements throughout this piece, I think that this is a huge win for $50. If someone did this for $50, this is tremendous for them, because look, you got 9 comments, but you have 184 shares, which mm-hmm. is just expanding with the audience. You have no reports of spam out of thousands of people. You only got 2 hide posts and mm-hmm. just look at the clicks, you know?
Yeah. So this is a bit of the point. If you properly target the right kind of content, there's 2 things that end up happening here. The ad reach, the paid reach, mm-hmm. is actually a fraction of the total reach, because what Facebook says in their algorithm, and we know this much to be true, is that the newsfeed algorithm will show more of that content if it's got a large number of shares, a large number of comments, and a relatively large number of reactions. From the paid algorithm, the organic algorithm takes over, and then you get this explosion, because we're not paying for all of those. A lot of those are actually organically driven, but you need the boost to kind of push it over. You need the right content and you need the right audience in order for it to work. Mm-hmm. So I've got my other one here as an example.
This one right here?
Yeah. And again, these ones here are examples of the C stage of the campaign. This is the very top level. We want people to see 5-Minute Life, to recognize it, to say, oh, yeah, they got some good content. I like that. That's funny. So that when we go to the next phase, when they see us, they're somewhat familiar with the brand.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
See, this one is a few years old now.
Yep.
But let me just, oops, I was a little too far.
If you have the results that are a little bit more detailed, I'll try to find it, but I don't think I can get into it anymore.
The results are a little weird. I will show them, but I've just zoomed in a bit there. So this one here had I think it was a $92 total spent. This one here, just a meme for moms, and we'll show you the group. This one actually still gets like activity every week. 22,000 reactions, 28,000 comments, and 168,000 shares. this actually grew the Facebook page up to, we're almost at 10,000 followers now, but this one here, I think, got it up to like, we had a few hundred, and this got it up to like 7,000 followers.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
And so you can see that the way that this, is that your screen or mine? Oh.
This is my screen.
Okay. Yeah. So part of the concept here is, let me just, I'm taking off.
Okay, go.
Because yeah. I had it zoomed in a little bit there.
Yep.
Yeah. So there's the comments and the shares. Now, the beauty of this is that custom audience that we had, we were able to save it and build it. Okay. And I'll show you how you do that. I believe. Let me just see here. So you just shove it over a little bit. There we go. Okay, that's not the audience manager, so I'll just go back here for a second. Mm-hmm. Okay. So let me just do this. Oh, Facebook desktop.
Gotta love Facebook desktop.
It's a little bit, yeah.
Just when you learn where everything is again, they switch it up on you, right? Mm-hmm. That's true.
So you can see here that it was $92 spent over 23 days. The stats themselves, so actually this one performed, you know, even almost better with women amongst men. And a lot of the comments and the shares that we saw were husbands tagging their wives.
Yep.
Right? Mm-hmm. Because it just makes people laugh. And again, we were going for the younger demographic, right? Mm-hmm. Let me just show you here. Believe this. Let's see if the audience details are all still in there. This should have been cancel. Yes, close that dialogue. I'll show you some of the other audiences there as well that we can push into. Let's see all the audiences here. So here's our some audiences. This is just the view in the
manager side.
On the manager side, and we'll dig into the custom audiences a little bit as well. Now you can see here audience details. So we created an audience, early childhood and expectant parents in Canada. So this is a little wider, but the reason we did 20 to 65 was because grandmothers are typically very closely involved in that process. And we're trying to get into the network of people's lives with this, right? Mm-hmm. So you can see the first audience that we developed, the interests were motherhood, love, parenting, pregnancy, family, romance or love, parents, new parents, parents with preschoolers, early age children, teenagers, and parents with preteens, right? That specific audience with this type of a message obviously very much resonated with that target audience that we wanted to get to. So that's the strategy. Right. And we can kind of continue down and show you this just doesn't apply for something like 5 minute life.
Yeah, we can also do. I have one up right now on my screen. I did a kind of screen capture image of a recent one.
Go ahead. Share it up. You can knock me up there. Chad's saying that's amazing. Some good memes and smart hyper targeting really give amazing results on a very modest budget. Absolutely. It's always fun. It's always fun to see these kinds of things happen when you know, and you know that you've got some control over it, that really makes it a powerful channel and a powerful tactic to build out using. Again, you're not going to get this kind of reach. Where are you going to get that kind of reach for $90 or $50?
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. It's simply not possible. Yeah.
This one, I know we kind of, throughout the past couple months, there's been a lot of UFC activity throughout the space. And I think Chad was the one who published this one through. And just, again, it's another example of some paid boosts that we've used. This one was boosted previously. I couldn't get in to see the actual results of it. I don't know how much you guys put behind this one, Stace. You guys remember?
Yeah, only put $100 behind that one, and I believe it got over 100, almost close to 200,000 in reach. Hold on.
It was 160 right now when I saw it. It was 160,000, which is awesome.
I do have like one tip. If somebody is struggling with number one in the funnel that we just showed you, and you are trying to figure out where to even start. You don't have a pixel yet. You haven't developed a custom audience. You're thinking, oh, geez, I got to cast a wide net and then funnel down. Mm-hmm. One little thing I do, and Dan, you might have a different way of doing it, is I actually go into the Google Analytics, if I can, of the site, and I see who's actually going there for the content. Mm-hmm. And it helps me kind of geo-target where I want to locate. Or send the ad to, and it helps me understand the demographic. Is it more male, more female, and even the age category? You can get all that good stuff from GA, and it's not a direct, you know, it's not like foolproof, but it kind of gives you a jumping off point.
It's a good way to get in the customer head, right? Or your audience's head.
Because if you're new and you're very new to it and you haven't set up any pixels and you haven't really started anything and you're like, oh geez, where do I go? That's a great way to do it. So yeah, we've got about over 163,000 in reach, and in terms of engagement, we got 415 post reactions and 42 comments. But what's really good is we got about 151 shares on that. So and that to me, when I'm looking at these metrics, like you can get a lot of reach and impressions, but when I see shares on a post or saves, that's like saves the gold standard because that means people want to see that content later on. They're saving it to share it with somebody else, or they just need to laugh later, maybe later on, or they want to follow up on that news piece and they can catch up on it. Anyway, so that one did really, really well.
I've got another example here. Let me see. So this one here, let me just zoom in. So this is for a sports media site. And you can see here, another thing to keep in mind is trends that your audience is interested in is an incredibly powerful way to go about it. So this Floyd Mayweather versus Logan Paul fight was very highly contested for sports fans, especially boxing and MMA fans. Mm-hmm. And you can see here with, I believe this was a $50 budget, we actually got around 4,600 reactions, 228 comments, and 95 shares. Also, really great. Really great results for a very modest amount of budget. Now, again, the important part of this is that, and you can take back over there, Matt, if you've got another example if you want to.
Those were the three examples that I had up for us today, I think. It was the 5-Minute Lifes and this one.
Yep. And again, you don't, April's saying, and this is why knowing who your audience is so important. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Let me just stop the share here for a second and we'll go back. Oops. That's the one I wanted. There we go. So I'm going to pull up my, just to wrap it up because we're at 5:03. I did want to kind of open up Facebook Business Manager and kind of show it's a little bit messier here, but let me just get to it. There's quite a few tools inside of Facebook Business Manager, and Facebook Business Manager is it is a monster. Okay. There's no doubt about it. Let me just get here.
One thing we should mention though, while you're pulling that up, Dan, is don't be tempted by the boost post button on your Facebook page.
Yep.
It will not give you the targeting that you need.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Like, you know, the whole point of Facebook advertising, it starts with interests and it ends with audiences, and your pixel is a huge part of that to tie together the other activity that you've got. So in this example here, okay. I don't know if you guys can see that, but I'll try to zoom in on it a little bit more. There we go. So what can we do here? When we create a custom audience, you can see we've got several sources. And I knew we weren't going to get all the way through this because I do want to do more deep dives for people into how to create Facebook ads that are effective. because it's just such a shame to see people spend $100 or $200 or $300 or thousands of dollars and then say Facebook advertising doesn't work, but they've never used the audience features at all. They're just running campaigns. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you can create an audience based on your website visitors from your Facebook pixel. You can upload a customer list, right? Which is why we really encourage all, like what we do is lead generation. We want to build leads, quality leads, because if we start doing that, your investment comes back, right? So you can upload a customer list that will, if it's large enough, it'll create an audience. And then you can create a lookalike, and we'll show you that too. Mm-hmm. An app, if you have an app or a game, I would venture that a lot of people watching this probably don't. Create an audience of people who watch one of your videos on Facebook or Instagram. See what that's the point of doing those videos in the C side of things. And really, you know, you get the boost, you get the wide reach, and then it's a Facebook source now, right?
Mm-hmm.
You can create an audience from your Instagram. We have some great Instagram examples as well, of very new Instagram accounts and got like thousands and thousands of reactions.
So tens of thousands. Yeah.
You don't even necessarily need that huge audience because you're reaching outside of your current audience to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Create an audience of people who follow or interacted with your page, right? That's very important. That's again, part of that boosting strategy that you can create those audiences from this. You can create custom events on Facebook, such as added to carts, checked out, successful checkout, completed lead gen form, visited a specific web page on your site. So maybe you've got a product feature or some high value events. Like a calculator, a lead magnet, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So this is where you can create those custom audiences. If I just do this. See if I can get one here that's gonna look good. I'll just use my own. It's fine. So everyone who engaged with your page in the past 365 days, you can then include other people. And then you can see here, people who interacted with any post or ad, people who clicked any call to action, sent a message, saved your page or any post. That's where you start with this kind of thing.
Yeah, you don't get any of that when you just
saw a really good example before the show today, where they had a trigger for the add to cart button on their site. Mm-hmm. And for everyone that did not actually go through and purchase, I think it was sunglasses, they then set up a custom audience and then added the most common sunglass that everybody was looking at.
Yep.
And then sent it to them. It was like a carousel thing. And I just thought that's a smart way of going about it, right?
Yeah, for sure.
100%. So then what you can do here, and I'm not sure how easy it is to see it. I'll try to zoom in a little bit. There we go. Then the lookalike audience, and this is the magic of Facebook. From our custom audiences that we have been building in those first three stages, this is so incredibly powerful. The lookalike audience will say, take all those people that are in my audience that I know a whole bunch of stuff about.
Yeah.
And I want to take 1% of the audience of everybody else in, let's just say, Canada or the US that have the same interest that, you know, this is where Facebook gets a little creepy. But this seems like a very innocuous thing, but it's very, 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 very powerful because you can go from saying, gee, how do I reach my audience? I don't know. Well, your investment of a few $100 has allowed you to then create audiences that are big enough that will enable the lookalike audience. And you can see here, if I slide this over, right? So a 1% lookalike audience consists of the people most similar to your lookalike audience source. Increasing the percentage creates a bigger and broader audience. So what I like to do and create lots of these audiences, don't be shy. Create a 1%, 2%, 3%, 4%, 5%, 6%, 7%, 8%, 9%, 10%. Mm-hmm. Create tons and tons and tons of audiences. They are, and test it, right? Test different interests, test different locations, test different profiles of the individual and their ages and their interests and their life situations and everything else. Because if you're just riding on one audience, you're missing a whole ton of opportunity. And that, you know, we're kind of way over time here, but it really is critical to be creating those audiences, testing those audiences, and never just relying on one set of an audience that you have.
Yeah. Look at it as an A/B test. Maybe you do one that's 1% and one that's like 4%. Mm-hmm. Like you got to play around with it.
Exactly. So I think we should probably wrap that up for today, guys. We're 10 minutes over.
Can just I just go say, on?
Actually, what I am thinking of doing is turning this into an actual webinar. Because yeah. It could be a 90-minute webinar talking about this and actually walking through real specific examples from the very beginning of the inception of an ad campaign right through to the execution here at this level, and then how you report on it afterwards using these Facebook
yeah. business. There's so much to dive into for it. So yeah, they'd make an awesome good webinar. Topic, for sure.
Yeah,
absolutely. And again, if you don't have Facebook Business Manager, get Facebook Business Manager, spend 5 minutes in it, and you will see why Facebook is a multi-billion dollar company. Just to run down some of the features, obviously ad accounts, ad managers, audiences, there's campaign planners, automated rules, there's the creative hub, there's ads reporting now and analytics. So you can actually slice and dice and create test audiences based on all sorts of different things. You get audience insights. There's a brands collab manager, experiments for A/B testing, traffic analysis report, catalog manager, commerce manager. I could keep going. This would take a while. Media library, events manager, collaboration center, marketing solutions, store locations, all sorts of stuff in there. So yes, to Stacy's point, please beware that nasty little new, not nasty, but that convenient, that super convenient little boost button. It's very similar to Google Ads Express, where it's like, I don't know, if I went to a car dealership and just told the salesperson to just pick whatever car you want for me, what do you think they're going to pick, right? They pick like the deluxe.
The nicest one they have in the car, full trim, everything.
And by letting that automate, you're missing a lot of the opportunity that really Facebook does present to you.
Yeah, because they're going to give you the most expensive car that's the worst on gas.
Well, yeah, and you're not using any of these features when you just push boost, right?
Yeah.
Exactly. Is that your gin and tonic, Stacey?
All I have to this is just water.
Okay.
We're not there yet. No day drinking yet. I'm gonna age myself, but when you were going through the lookalike audience numbers, it was like reminding me of Sesame Street back in the 70s, you know, when they would go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Sorry.
I'll have you know that number one, you're not dating yourself that much. No. I'm still almost a decade older than you, I think. Number three, Facebook's still rocking and rolling with all that. My my almost 2-year-old is obsessed with Elmo and Cookie. So, and Quack Quack.
Aw,
Big Bird.
She's a sweetheart.
Yeah,
she is. All right, everybody. Well, we'll. Wow, we went almost an hour today. Very easily, as well.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, it's hard to do one of these in such a compressed period of time. So it might be a multi-step webinar series as well to kind of really dig into this. But if you have any questions about your Facebook ads and Instagram ads and how you can use them, feel free to shoot us a note. We're always available on Facebook Messenger. And yeah.
You bet.
What's everybody doing? Stacey, this is not your weekend, eh? It's going to be 20 degrees Celsius outside.
I know, but we're going to have a fire in the backyard, I think.
Nice.
Roast some mushrooms.
Yeah.
Good time.
Wine.
All right. <Yeah. laughs> All right, everybody. Well, thanks for sticking around a little bit OT. Have yourself a great weekend. If you're in Ontario or I think pretty much anywhere in the Northeast, I think this, it's called a climate flip.
Yeah.
Thing is flipped. We're getting winds from the southwest instead of the northeast or whatever we usually get.
No changes so in the election.
Enjoy July, because that's I'm pretty.
Yeah.
All right, everybody. Have a great weekend, and we'll see you next week for episode 156 of Live at the Hive, digital marketing from the trenches.
Bye guys.
Hola.